This is a Sichuan news update. It has been over 6 decades since the last remaining Chinatown in Nanaimo was destroyed by a fire. Now, a new exhibit reflects on what was and what is now. Bleached by the Sun, Perspectives on Chinatown is the newest exhibit at the Nanaimo Art Gallery, examining the legacies of Nanaimo's former Chinatowns through artwork and photographs. The exhibit shares the history of Nanaimo's four former Chinatowns. The first Chinatown was built in the 1960s, prior to Nanaimo's incorporation as a municipality, following a coal mining boom in the area. Three other subsequent Chinatowns were built throughout the downtown area, until the last remaining one was obliterated in a fire on September 30th of 1960. Photographs by the late Kim Jung and Fred Herzog, as well as paintings by the late Betty Wong, share images of the Chinatowns that once stood and lives lived in the community. The exhibit also features three contemporary artists, Charles Zhang, Jackie Wong, and Karen Tam. These artists incorporate modern-day perspectives of the community and remember the past. The exhibit is curated by Jesse Birch and Imogen Lim. Lim is a retired Vancouver Island University professor who taught in the Department of Anthropology and the Global Studies Department. Lim and Tam came down to the CHY studio to talk about the exhibit. Tam has three textile works in the exhibit, looking at the historical aspects of Chinatowns.
I'm from Montreal. So thinking about Montreal, Chinatowns and just Chinatowns overall across the country and how they've changed. Some have disappeared, right? Others have moved to other locations in the city they're in.
One of her pieces was made during a rise in anti-Asian hate crimes during the COVID-19 pandemic,
where I had silkscreened onto satin drawings that I had made during the pandemic of the anti-Asian attacks, whether it was in Vancouver or Montreal or Brooklyn or Melbourne, and then having them next to other drawings I made based on historic photos of, say, the San Francisco earthquake that destroyed Chinatown, or the fire in Nanaimo that destroyed one of the Chinatowns.
Lim says this exhibit intertwines the past with the current day, with each piece carefully picked to tell a story. Lim highlights the German-born photographer Fred Herzog, who was made popular for his photographs of Vancouver's Chinatown throughout the 1950s and 60s.
There's four images for Herzog. And like I said, there's this emptiness and there's this solitary figure in each of those streetscapes. And then you have two doorways. And I think the doorways are interesting because I'm also thinking, you know, like when I just saw Karen's ruinscape installed, it's curtains. So it's like it's an opening. And then you have these doorways and it's opening. So what is it opening to? Is it opening to the future? Opening to the past? So there's these things that are going on.
Lim says following the 1960 fire, the memory of Chinatown has faded, with many Nanaimo residents even forgetting that the city once held four.
We're in the year 2026. So if you think a generation is 20 years, three generations have passed, right? So what does it mean to the memory of a particular place? Because I know people who have moved here, they don't even know that there had been a Chinatown. The other thing about not knowing that there had been a Chinatown, again, this is about context. So before the CPR had Vancouver as the terminus, Victoria had the largest population, then New Westminster, then Nanaimo. Nanaimo actually had the third largest Chinatown pre-1885.
Lim says if you look at any Chinatown, whether it's in Nanaimo, Montreal, or Vancouver, most of the Chinatowns were built in the periphery of the community, pushed to the side.
And so, of course, as the city grows, they encompass it, and then it's like, oh, Chinatown's kind of in the way. Well, let's have a little urban development. And then, poof, gets pushed out. And then if you're not a history buff, or if there's no plaque or nobody talks about it, you won't know that this had been an actual community.
Lim brings up how many people may not even realize that historic Chinatowns were based on anti-Asian legislation. Chinese and Chinese-Canadian people were heavily segregated in British Columbia, socially, academically, economically and politically throughout the 1800s and the early 1900s. In 1923, the federal government enacted the Chinese Immigration Act, commonly known as the Chinese Exclusion Act. The act was passed on July 1st of that year, resulting in a halt in Chinese immigration into Canada. Chinese Canadian residents were torn away from families back in China, and the growth of the community slowed due to the lack of Chinese Canadian women in the country. The act was in place for 24 years before it was repealed in 1947, when Chinese immigrants were finally allowed to apply for citizenship in Canada. Chinese Canadians weren't allowed to vote until 1949.
I think talking about Chinatown can be... there could be a conflict of opinions as to good and bad about Chinatown. So the one thing about Chinatowns, I would also say, besides the fact that you had clusters of people of Chinese ancestry there, is when they had those restaurants, they were open to business for everyone. So I know that in Vancouver's Chinatown, you could go into a restaurant and Indigenous people, no problem, Black, no problem. But think about other parts of the city. Would they be welcome? No. So Chinatowns were welcoming of everyone. And part of it is because they knew what it meant to be discriminated against.
Tam says no matter how somebody looks at Chinatown, Chinatown is the heart of the community.
Chinatown is one of those places where you can gather. And I'm just thinking, you know, Montreal, Chinatown, for example, it's quite small. It diminished in size due to urban development. But, you know, there for seniors living in Chinatown, it's really important for them because they can be served in their own language, culturally specific foods, the Chinese newspaper, so they can get all the news, the doctor, the pharmacy, the banks. Everything is walkable as well, so that's really important.
Tam thinks one of the challenges for all Chinatowns is how to keep growing.
I guess one thing is for other, I guess you could say, visitors to Chinatown to realize that Chinatowns aren't just bubble tea and food, that there's like this whole community, there's clubs and organizations in the community centers, in the basements of buildings. There's a lot of activity happening.
Lim says this exhibit, just like art itself, is a way to encourage people to expand their horizons and understandings of a community, a place, a memory, and all that it means.
For some people, the thought of history is like, ugh, boring. And here's a way to approach history in another way. It may tweak the individual who sees it. It's like, actually, I don't know a lot about whatever. And, you know, especially because you've taken images of different Chinatowns and different events, contemporary events, they might want to look up that history and try and understand better, well, why did you choose those versus this other image or event that they're aware of?
Bleached by the Sun, Perspectives on Chinatown will run at the Nanaimo Art Gallery in downtown Nanaimo until March 22nd. A special opening reception will take place this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.